Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime, cult, conspiracy, and cryptid podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
Welcome back.
Guess what?
What?
It's our birthday.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh.
The 16th was the day our first episode went live.
Good for us.
So, it's 5 years old now.
Jesus.
I know. Because we started in 2020.
That's upsetting.
I know.
Are you sure it was in 2021? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Was it 21? Then why is...
It bought my house in 21. And we never record... We started it when I lived here.
You're right. Okay, so...
4 years.
Then I've been marking the episodes wrong, but that's fine.
Oops.
Because last season I had a season 4, so I had this for season 5.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Either way, happy birthday to... Oofta. Midwest Madness. Emily is clearly still ill.
Yeah, I've been sick for over 2 weeks now. So yeah,
that's kind of what I'm hearing is pretty typical of this one, is it takes like almost a month to get over it.
I've heard 2 to 3 weeks, which is a lot better than a month. So,
well, by 1 week, a month is about 4.
A lot better.
That's true. So hopefully you start getting on the mend now.
Yeah.
Did you order stuff on Amazon, like Mucinex and stuff?
No, I haven't ordered anything.
I wonder who it was then.
Probably Allie.
Because, like, the group of us all, you know, use the same account for stuff like that. And I was looking for something I had bought, and I was like, uh-oh. Somebody just bought Mucinex and Sudafed. I was like, oh, no.
It's probably Allie.
Who's sick now? Yeah, I didn't look to see where it went, so.
She was sick when I was down there, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it's been fun, but I think I'm on the mend. So.
You actually do sound better than you did on Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't had like a fever for the past 2 nights, so been good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I've been sleeping better, which helps. So
that does, yeah, that definitely helps.
Yeah, speaking of sleep,
are you still using the shots?
Yeah, I am, and I really think they helped a lot with my being sick and
helping with sleep. I was wondering if they would.
Yeah, so I was using them in tandem. That's the right word, right?
Yes, along with.
Yeah. The day shots, too. So really have enjoyed both of those. Helped me stay asleep through the night and helped with that afternoon crash that I typically was having. So I really recommend them.
Which do you like better, the mental performance shot, which is the day one, or the sleep one? Only because you have such a hard time sleeping.
I would say probably the sleep one, just because I do have a harder time sleeping. Those have really helped me a lot. So I do have insomnia, and it just helps me fall asleep faster. And I'm noticing that I'm not waking up in the middle of the night like I typically do. So
that's awesome.
Highly recommend them. I believe we still have the code for our listeners. So if Danielle's going to read that off for you.
So
guys,
the limited time offer that our listeners have is that it's a 48% off of your first subscription or 20% off of a one-time purchase with the code MWMadness20 at checkout. And you can claim that at www.magicmind.com/MWMadness.
And I recommend bundling and doing both. So, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else we want to chat about? It's fucking cold here.
It is. Brutal cold.
Yeah.
But I just looked. Lovely facial today.
I did have a facial today. I have a massage tomorrow.
Ooh, look at you, bougie girl.
It's just been a tough couple weeks.
Well, and you've got really good friends.
Yeah,
that really support you. So
yeah, so I'm excited for that. So now that I'm feeling better anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you have to reschedule at all?
No, I thought about scheduling stuff for last week, but I just like wasn't feeling. I knew I wasn't feeling well enough to go. So
that's fair, because I would want to be feeling okay to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I do that water spa place, and if I was feeling sick, there's no way I'd want to go do that and just be miserable the whole time, you know?
Yeah. Well, plus I just figure, like, nobody else wants to be around me when I'm
right, when sick. You sound like that.
Yeah. I sound a lot better now than I did.
For real, you just sound a little stuffy.
Yeah, just basically a little bit of a sore throat and just a little bit of a tickle in my throat. It's not really even a cough. It's just more of, like, random, like, tickle. So. Right.
Good.
Yeah.
You are not the only one, though. I mean, like, as you know, in my classroom, we have 5 adults and 3 of the 5 were out.
Yeah.
Almost all of last week.
Also, did you watch the USA-Canada hockey game?
No, but I heard about it. I wasn't at home.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I was out and about.
Oh.
I heard that there were several fights within the first, like, 45 seconds.
3 fights in the first 9.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so.
I have seen clips.
Super fun.
But we ended up winning.
Yep, that one. Nice. 3-1. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just love that a majority of the U.S. team is, like, Minnesotan.
Are they?
That's what I've heard.
Oh. I know there's a lot from Michigan.
Yep, there's a good chunk from Michigan. I think it's mostly Michigan, Minnesota, and Massachusetts.
That would make sense.
So. Okay. But I can't confirm or deny that, so.
All right, let's get into my story.
Yes, please.
So this week, I'm going to be telling the story of Sharon Knee. I don't know if you've heard of this one, but it popped up randomly on my news feed.
Oh.
And I thought it was interesting, so.
It doesn't sound familiar, but that doesn't mean something won't.
Okay.
Click as we go.
Okay, so on March 19th, 1960, a sheriff's deputy in Independence, Missouri, was summoned by Sharon Knee, who was 20 years old at the time. Sharon's husband, James, who was 25, had been shot once in the back of the head. A 22 caliber target pistol was in plain sight in the home, and there was no sign of a struggle. James died on the way to the hospital. What are you doing?
Looking to see if it's on my list.
Oh. The next day, Sharon was interviewed by detectives, and she told them that James had been in their bedroom cleaning her pistol while she was in the bathroom putting on makeup. James had laid down in bed for a nap. Excuse me. When Donna, the couple's 2-year-old daughter, wandered into the bedroom, picked up the gun, fired one shot, and killed her father. The police chief at the time, James R. Browning, thought that Sharon was very believable. He said she seemed very distraught and very genuine. Although some had a hard time believing that a 2-year-old would be able to fire the fatal shot. But with the only witness being Sharon, they had to take her for her word. The insurance company also believed Sharon's story and paid out $200,000 in life insurance money, which Sharon used to buy a new convertible from a married man that she allegedly began having an affair with.
Yikes.
She saw the car salesman as someone who could possibly take care of her. She wanted him to leave his family for her and her daughter, but the car salesman had no intention of leaving his family, thankfully. Well, I mean,
so still he just cheated instead. Great.
Yeah. And Sharon actually was also found out she was pregnant by him, and he still was like, "Nah, I'm not leaving the family."
Yikes.
So Sharon decided that she would call the car salesman's wife, Patricia Jones, pretending to be the sister of the woman who was having an affair with her husband.
Okay. So she's pretending to be her own sister.
Yeah.
Got it.
Patricia agreed to meet with Sharon, but she never made it home that night. The next day, Sharon herself actually volunteered to help in the search for Patricia, and she roped in another one of her lovers, a man named John Baldies. The two of them drove around town all day looking for Patricia, and at one point, according to John, Sharon suggested that they end the evening at a popular spot known for, like, lovers meeting up.
Mm.
When they got up there, Sharon claims to have noticed something in the grass and asked John to go investigate. When he gets out and goes to look, he finds the car salesman's wife, Patricia, laying dead in the grass.
Oh my God.
According to John, Sharon had asked him not to tell police that he was with her when they found the body, but John told the police immediately who he was with, and it didn't take long for prosecutors to arrest and charge Sharon with the murder of her husband, James, and for the murder of Patricia Jones. I don't know how or why they all of a sudden believe she was the one to kill her husband, James.
I wonder if it's like two wrongs made a uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, like this is one coincidence too many.
Yeah. According to witnesses, Sharon had complete control of the courtroom from start to finish. And when they came back from only deliberating for an hour and a half with a not guilty verdict, the courtroom erupted in cheers.
What?
Jurors actually came out of the jury box and went over to Sharon and got her autograph, as well as people in the audience also asked for her autograph. Seems like she
was... This is fucking wild.
Quite the charmer.
Holy shit.
But Sharon wasn't out of the woods yet. She still had another trial to go through, and this was the trial for her husband, James. The star witness for the prosecution was Sharon's ex-boyfriend, John Baldiz, who was the one who was with her when they were searching for Patricia.
Do you think he's, like, scared shitless?
Probably.
Like, if she gets out, I'm dead, basically, because that's what I would be thinking.
He testified that Sharon once offered him $1,000 to kill her husband.
Oh, damn.
This time, Sharon was convicted and sentenced to life in prison, but by March of 1963, the Missouri Supreme Court overturned her conviction on a legal technicality, and Sharon was released on a $25,000 bond pending retrial. Once Sharon got out of jail, it didn't take long for her to have a new lover. And the two of them decided to get married and take a trip down to Mexico for a, quote, pre-marriage honeymoon, end quote. I don't know if, like...
Almost like a baby moon.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned. Like, I've more thought that, like, when you're out on bond, you can't...
Yeah, I don't...
Leave the country. Yeah, or, like,
I
don't
think you could leave.
I don't know. But I don't know how it was different back then. You know, this was the 1960s. So, I don't know what the process was back then.
Right.
How they kept track of people or what, you know?
Yeah.
Because now I think you have to give in your passport. I don't know how it was back then, but... When they arrived in Mexico, a series of misadventures landed Sharon in a seedy hotel room with yet another man named Francisco Ordonez.
Oh my God.
When Francisco also turned up dead, she told police that she had acted on self-defense. Mexican authorities didn't believe Sharon's story, and she was convicted of murder and sentenced to 13 years in prison in Mexico. After serving less than five, Sharon escaped prison in December of 1969 by squeezing out of an unguarded window, and she has not been seen since.
What? Emily, this is fucking wild. What?
On January 21st, 2022, in Alberta, Canada, an anonymous tip came into authorities, and they were able to confirm that Sharon Kinney had died of natural causes and had been living in Canada for almost 50 years, going by the name of Deidre Glabus. The investigation showed that she married multiple times over the years, and she had also started multiple different families under several different names. And that is... the story of Sharon Kinney.
Bitch, I am shell-shocked right now. What?
So I guess the sad part is like, obviously think about all the kids she's had now, right, with multiple different, under multiple different names, and then to find out, like, this is
who your mom is.
It has to be quite jarring, I would think.
Damn.
Yeah. So,
and then, like, what kind of piece of shit are you to, like, blame your own child for the murder of your husband/their dad? Like,
yeah,
that child could have grown up having so much guilt for her whole entire life,
for real.
And, like, thank God that, you know, there was a conclusion sort of to that one. In the first place, there was a conclusion to that one, so that child didn't have to grow up feeling like,
this is my fault, I did this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Oh my God. Don't you wonder about women like that? Like, how do you always have a boy on the line?
Yeah.
A man on, like, how? Because, like, we're both stable people. And, like, neither of us are married.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference is, like, if we really wanted to, it wouldn't be that hard to find someone to marry.
That's true. That's fair. That's true.
Like, we have standards. And that's not to be, like, we're these great people, but it's just, like, fact.
Yeah,
it seems to be like if I wanted to, I could.
That's true. You're right.
I just, like, don't have an interest in it right now, so
that's true.
That's kind of how I think about it. If you wanted to be one of those people, any of us could be. So
that's true. I just, it always kind of boggles my mind, you know, because, like, I know so many amazing women who are not married,
yeah,
or dating anybody, and it's like, but why? You're so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Standards, I'm sure. And I'm not saying that all those men are bad men, but, like.
Right.
Yeah. You have a point. If they wanted to, they would.
Yeah, it's not even standards at this point. It's just like, I'm not even out there, like, trying.
That's true.
So my sources, I know that was like super short and sweet, but I mean, haven't been feeling
like
well,
my
so.
The way my jaw dropped though, dude, like why is there not a movie?
I'm sure there is something out there
like
about
a
her.
Lifetime movie?
But I was kind of surprised that I hadn't like heard of it either.
Right,
like,
me either.
Escaped from a Mexican prison and then gets to Canada somehow and just lives her life there.
Absolutely crazy.
I wonder if she has any other victims.
Oh, I would be shocked if she didn't. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Because like, she's like, well, I've gotten caught every other time. So like, maybe I won't. I'll just divorce that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if there's like, victims of fraud or something that's less, like that's more embarrassing, quote unquote embarrassing than murder. You know, like. I can't believe I got fooled by this person for so long. You know, because that's a lot of times why, like, victims of fraud don't come forward is because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
So maybe there's stuff like that that we don't know about.
Maybe. Could be. Okay. My sources are unsolved.com, theindependent.com, and cbsnews.com.
That was awesome.
Thanks. Super short, super sweet.
Again, literally, a literal jaw dropper.
So small, but that's okay.
Our socials, there we go, that's the word I was looking for, our MW Madness podcast at, no, that's not the Gmail, it's just MW Madness at Gmail,
isn't it? MW Madness podcast at Gmail.
Okay, you're right.
And
sorry.
Instagram.
And then the Facebook group is Midwest Madness podcast group on Facebook.
Cool, everybody, have a great rest of your week. Stay warm if you're in the Minnesota area. It looks like we have like 4 more days to get through, and then it seems to be warming up. So,
yeah, February always is so sucks. Cold and snowy. It seems like
last year we got to escape it for a week. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
This year,
God, that was
a year ago. I know,
that's crazy.
I know.
Where does time go?
I don't know.
It's not real.
It's not. I hate it.
It's so strange.
We're always wishing it away too.
Oh right.
Like, oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this. It's like, can't keep wishing your life away. No. So, all right, everybody, on that note.
On that really happy note.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.